The ticket.
Well, good afternoon and happy Labor Day. We are work in progress here on the ticket. Doing 3 to 6 this afternoon. We'll be hanging out, partying, having fun, talking football, doing all that.
Laboring.
Yeah.
It's like our forefathers.
Putting the labor in. Happy Labor Day. And along for the ride with us, I should say, we got Tramiel on the board there. We got Michael Dixon doing tickers. And we have our normal Sunday morning shadow lingering producer, EA, who will be producing this show.
Disclaimer, he's not actually our producer.
He is.
Not really.
He does more in the once a year we need him for breaking news than Ham does all year.
Oh, I don't deny that.
So
he's
in that
our
regard,
producer and not name only.
He is our break glass in case of emergency
our
producer.
Pino.
I would disagree. The schedule says today I am the real producer.
Today you're absolutely our real producer.
Yeah.
For sure. And as you guys know, as EA knows, I'm a big fan of EA and Creighton's podcast, Turn Off Your Mics.
It's literally, every week. Literally all you talk about.
It's growing.
It is.
What is?
It's growing.
Grown.
And this past, or I guess a few days ago, I get a heads up text from EA. Hey, the new podcast is coming out. You're
That's
gonna
pretty cool that you get a little tip off.
It'd be like, hey, you know, if Joe Rogan lets you know, hey, I had Trump on, be ready. Same access.
Maybe Corby texts me, hey, we're going to have Joel Klatt on this week. Sweet.
Same thing.
I'll be there.
So EA says, hey, heads up, got a funny story that involves me and a strip club and a adult store. Now,
is it the kiss of death whenever you tell people you have a funny story off the top?
You are setting the bar a little high, but I think there's enough content there where you can still clear it. Now, I've heard the story. I don't want to misremember it, so I'll turn it over to EA to tell you guys exactly what happened to one young EA.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So, by the way, you can catch the full story and everything on the Turn Off Your Mics podcast, on TikTok and YouTube. Anyway, I was 18, and I had just recently gone to my first strip club experience, and I loved it. But
what'd you love about it?
The women.
The boobies.
Yes, all the boobs. All of them.
All right.
And as you know, I'm 18, so I don't have the money usually to go all the time. But I had just graduated high school. And as you know, when you graduate high school, you get a lot of money. So
from like relatives for like, you know, the next step of your life.
Right.
Whether it be
college
or moving out.
Buying a car, maybe, you know, transportation.
I decided not to use it for those things. I decided to partake.
You're going to be super rich later on, so you don't need to.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need it
you
now.
Said. Before we move on, you said you didn't go as much as you wanted to. How often did you want to go to?
I wanted to. Oh, I went again one more time because after the first time, they make you leave your ID in the front, and I forgot it. So after, when I went back to it, the lady goes, do you want to go in? And it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was like,
oh, God.
Why not? So I went in 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Smelled that sweet perfume of nudity wafting through the door.
That's the 2 o'clock in the afternoon is the C team.
Yes, it was.
So to speak.
Yeah, you're kidding.
I did get a dance from a C-teamer, so.
They're way down there.
To be
That's
fair,
where you get
though,
Jonathan Vilma calling
your,
the game.
Is your C-teamer here?
To be fair, if there are teams of patrons, the guys that are going in at that time are probably not the A-team customers either.
Well, this is about May, so yeah, right after graduation, and I know that I was like, I didn't want to drive all the way to Dallas, so I was like, and I lived in Fort Worth at the time, I was like, but there was one right next to me. I was like, I'll go there. So I was
That makes a lot more sense to just go to the one right next door than driving like 40 minutes.
And I'm trying to look for it, and I'm looking at the address, and this is back in the day where, you know, you MapQuest it, you know.
Got to print out the directions.
Yeah, and I'm looking around. It's like a one-way road, and it looks like if I turn one way, I'm going to fall in a ditch. So I'm like, where is this strip club? I can't find it. So I see an adult store. And I'm like, okay, maybe they would know. So I drive
in the
in.
Same business.
Yeah. They're sex adjacent.
Yeah.
I walk in, the guy goes, ID. I show him my ID. I was like, hey, I'm looking for the strip club. Do you know where it is? He goes, I think that shut down years ago. I was like, oh. And then he goes to me, he's like, you want to shop around? And I looked around, I was like, okay.
I got some lingerie over there that might look pretty nice on me.
Oh, so I'm looking for
a big 14-inch monster.
I'm looking for a DVD.
I don't need it now, but maybe, you know, just to have later.
I'm looking at the DVD section, and I pull one that says couples. I'm like, okay.
The anus.
Couples.
Yeah, Playboy couples. I'm like, okay, this sounds fun. So I walked to
Sounds like the most boring porn movie actually I've ever heard. Couples.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know.
It looked good on the screen or the package. So I was like, all right, let's do this. So I go up to the guy and he goes, you do know this is softcore. I was like, yes. I didn't know what that meant. I just nodded my head like,
you don't want to appear to be a porn amateur.
Yeah, I wanted to be like, hey, I belong here.
Yeah, you speak the lingo.
You should never want to go into a sex shop and say, I belong here. These are my people.
I think that's more of a hit and run type of thing.
How I prove it, softcore porn.
I am fine being a fly-by-night porn purchaser.
And again, I just turned 18 back in April, so I'm very newly adult. I'm trying to act adult, and I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was the worst purchase ever. It was just a bunch of interviews.
With couples?
Yes. And they're just like, oh, we like to do it in public. And then they try to recreate it, but they don't show anything.
Damn, man. So he's sitting there, you know, got his little EA hog in his hand, waiting. And just nothing, just talking.
He spent all his graduation money on this.
Yeah, he spent his entire graduation nut.
I can't
this.
Get past that he's looking at a rack of 1,000 DVDs and he picked the absolute most boring, nothing happening one in all of them. The guy tried to warn him. You probably don't want that one, actually. You just
I can
go
tell.
One over.
No, dude.
I can tell you need to see some people tinkling on each other. And
oh,
you,
God.
All that. This is not going to do it for you. Yeah, I know what I like.
It was a bad thing, but I got better at the strip club and adult thing.
How do you better? Get better? What does that mean?
Well,
reading maps. It's not a game. You don't advance to the next level.
I'll give you a quick thing, and this is very worth it. And I didn't say this on the podcast. This is for only you guys.
Nice. Thank you.
And the rest of DFW.
Exclusive. Okay.
I went, so back in the day, parents are divorced, and mom would get child support money into a debit card.
Oh, my God. You spent child support money on strip clubs?
So one night, took the card and I was like, oh, I know there's money in there. Took some money out and I went with some friends of mine and I was like, oh, and I thought I was a baller. And I went in there like throwing dollars. I was like, I'm paying for dances. I was like, let's go.
While your brother's got a little swollen belly yeah. like he's from Ghana.
I'm so hungry.
He's so hungry.
Brother,
and yet you're...
This is before brother existed. This is in 2009.
What made brother exist? They want a better child.
Yeah, you were out of the house all the time too. Going to strip clubs.
I come back and so I had a great time. I spent all the money and then I get back and I sleep. And then I remember like it was a long day. The next day, I was sleeping all day and finally got
Checks
up.
Out.
Did you shower after you got home from the club?
No.
So he's got
but I got
over his pillows.
My mom called me down. She goes, are you there? I'm like, yeah. Hey, I went to the store with the card. Do you know why it's out of money? And I fessed up to my crimes.
This is why she had so much hate in her heart when she called in 6 months ago or whatever. Well, little do we know at the time that you had spent all of her money that is supposed to clothe and feed you in there on chastity and candy
and softcore
and all
porn
the Indian softcore porn.
Yeah, it was a
but
was
not
dark
satisfying
time.
In any way.
No,
he didn't even.
Did you tell mom it wasn't even worth it?
No, I got yelled at, and then I decided to run away, and then.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
Do you live here at the station now?
It wasn't yesterday.
That explains a lot.
Why are you always up here? That definitely makes sense now.
Your dad should not have to still send your mom child support for you now. You're 37 years old.
Yep. Well, fun times at the strip club.
Yeah. How about that? Well, if you're out at a strip club and you want to really class the place up, invite EA.
Or if it's 2 p.m. and you see EA, right, give him a couple bucks for his brother.
Do an appearance.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, EA.